Blessed is the name of the Lord. Holy are his ways. We thank you, Abba, for allowing us to come before you with these prayer needs. There are several, and they are very serious, and many are in critical situations, Father. We thank you that you are hearing us and listening and doing battle in the heavenlies on behalf of every one of them. We bow down to you, and we look to no other, for you alone are Lord, you alone are our God. We lift up Evelyn to you, Father, who now has to have a pacemaker put in. Father, I ask that you would please go ahead of her, calling forth every medical team member that you want there, placing them there for your purpose. May your hand be on every detail. May there be medical accuracy and precision. And please cover Evelyn, Lord, with your protective garments of healing, seeing her through every step from the prep to the recovery and beyond. Lord, I ask that you would breathe strength throughout her body. And I also lift up her brother, Neil, as he's facing surgery with a cancerous lump on his throat, Lord. Father, we ask for you likewise to go ahead of him, prepare the way for the surgery, for the entire surgical procedures and the instruments and the medical team and everything that will be used, Lord, every decision that will be made. And we ask, Father, for your loving presence to embrace Neil now and throughout the procedure and throughout the healing process that will follow. And we stand on Psalm 95, verses 4 to 5 and 6 to 7, Lord. Lord, because you are great. You are the great God. You are the great King above all gods. In whose hand are the depths of the earth, the peaks of the mountain are also yours. The sea is yours, for it was you, Lord, who made it, and it was your hands who formed the dry lands. O Lord, may we all come before you and worship and bow down. Let us kneel before you, the Lord, our maker, for you are our God, and we are the people of your pasture and the sheep of your hand. O Lord, we put these prayers for Evelyn and Neil before you, and we wait on you, our King of glory, as you walk them through every step of the process of this healing. B'Shem Yeshua, in Yeshua's name. Now, Father, we come before you for Amanda, 22 weeks pregnant, actually 23 by now, and she's recently diagnosed with breast cancer. Abba, the devastation, the fear she must have for her and her child, for the future, for the present. Lord, it's beyond words. We ask for you, Lord, to step in, for without you, we are lost. We have no answers, no method of how to go through this process. What's good for the child? What's good for the mother for the treatment, Lord? Lord, you are exalted and glorious and radiant, and you are our mighty physician. Oh, Lord, please don't let this news and situation submerge Amanda's soul in depression. Help her to know you if she doesn't, Lord. Help her to be strengthened by your name, by your word, by your ways, by your everlasting love that is your gift of salvation through our Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. Please make a way for the healing, God. Help her physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Father, I ask for you to please walk with her closely, meeting her wherever she is and carrying her and her child through this difficult passageway. And I ask for your goodness and your glory through all of this. In Yeshua's name, amen.